From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Desperately needed humanitarian aid arrives in Syrian towns. An agreement between the Syrian government and opposition forces has allowed dozens of trucks to deliver food, medicine, and blankets to at least three besieged towns. Some accounts report dozens have died of starvation. The humanitarian effort by UN and other relief organizations represents the first supplies these towns have had for months. They refer to Medea, close to the Lebanese border, Fula, and Kafraya in Idlib province. Abdulaziz El-Mashi, co-founder of the Syrian Solidarity Movement, blames the regime of Bashar al-Assad for the widespread suffering.
Assad has been using food as a weapon for almost 3 years. So basically, when Assad failed to break into the opposition-held areas by force, he used like all kind of weapons he has got, including chemical weapons And then he started using food as a weapon.
But Syria's UN ambassador, Bashar Jafri, said his government is cooperating with the aid delivery and blamed what he called armed terror groups for the humanitarian disaster.
The reality of the so-called besieged hard-to-reach areas is that some of those areas are controlled by terrorist groups who are using civilians as human shields. And other areas are besieged from the terrorist groups who are preventing the delivery of humanitarian assistance.
In Fua and Kafraya, the rebels have held been responsible for sieges that left people there in need of urgent help. In Niger, a leading opposition figure, Hama Amadou, jailed for his alleged role in a baby trafficking scandal, has been denied bail. He denies the charge. An appeals court upheld the decision of another court last month. The former parliamentary speaker should not be granted conditional release. The decision precedes next month's elections. This is VOA News.